Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Dearborn, Michigan, and began working at his family's restaurant at age 10 as a dishwasher. He earned a bachelor's degree in business and psychology from the University of Michigan. In 1964, his mom and dad, Antonio Sr. and Enrica, a.k.a. Mama Rita, founded Roman Village Cucina Italiana. And since 1980, he's been the executive director of Roman Village Restaurant Group, and his family also owns and run four Antonio's Cucina Italiana restaurants. Since 2018, he's been the board chair of Life Directions. His name? Patrick Ruggiero. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasul. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Patrick Ruggiero. Since 1980, he's been the executive director of Roman Village Restaurant Group. Patrick, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Jack.
Let's go back and talk about first Antonio Ruggiero Sr.
My father, one of the most wonderful men on the planet, and definitely in my eyes. He came from Italy in 1963 with his three sisters and started working in a poultry factory, ultimately working at Joe's Pizzeria, which is now a Roman Village restaurant. And that was 60-some years ago, and we just celebrated the 60th anniversary at Roman Village.
All right, let's talk about Enrica Santioni.
Enrica, my mother, the real matriarch and power and rock behind our family. She's amazing. She also came in 1963 from northern Italy with her three brothers and was working for the church, making the daily host, the bread, and got a job at Joe's Pizzeria and met my father, who was also working there at the time. And the rest, as they say, is history.
All right. In 1965, Mom and Dad got married. What did they do the morning of the wedding day?
Well, it's a unique story. And in the morning in 1965, the day of their wedding, they came to the restaurant. They prepared all the food at the restaurant where they worked, went next door over to St. Bernadette's and got married, and then came back to the restaurant for the celebration meal. And just an amazing story with a lot of history. And
if you go to the Roman Village on Dix Avenue right now, Mama Rita will be there in all likelihood.
Most likely. She's often there. She likes to get around in the sense of stopping by the Antonio's restaurants also, but her heart, I believe, is at Roman Village. She's often there, and she will be there today.
Well, the favorite of all her sons is there, Patrick.
Absolutely. St. Patrick.
Okay. 60 years the place has been in existence, and four sons, Anthony, yourself, Robert, and Mark.
That is correct.
All involved with the business.
All incredibly involved in the business. Yes, all four of us. I started first. My brother Anthony's a year younger, but he started with us, and my brother Marco and Robert, all very heavily involved in the restaurant.
Let's go back 60 years, 1964, when they bought this Joe's Pizzeria and turned it into Roman Village. Why the name?
Well, after they purchased it, and by the way, they purchased it, and you can see the agreement on the wall. It was done on a handshake, and basically the agreement was written out on a placemat, on the back of a placemat, and Joe Oliverio and the partners shook hands with my father, and my father purchased it. And no lawyers, no accountants, no title company, and all the fees that went on. It was just a gentleman's handshake that they honored. And at some point, we were financed by a dear friend, a family friend, Frank Stella, who had the F.D. Stella product company, whose family comes from the same town or area that my mother comes from in northern Italy, in near Gubbio. And he financed us because at the time, obviously, my parents didn't have credit as new immigrants to the United States. And so they were helped by one of the leaders in the community, Frank Stella. And it was decided to change the name, obviously, because it's not Joe anymore that owns it. And the name was born, Roman Village Restaurant or Pizzeria at the time. And we grew into more of a restaurant from the pizzeria beginnings.
What's the biggest thing, Patrick, you learned from Mom and Dad?
Mom and Dad has taught many, many lessons, starting with work ethic. I'm surprised my mom hasn't called me right now asking me where I'm at, because she's most happy with me when in all her boys is when we're at work, and obviously with our families and the kids, but work is dear to her, and she still works 40, 50 hours a week at the age of 81. And so work ethic is one. The importance of God in our life, going to church on Sunday and holidays, and keeping that connection strong. The value system she has is amazing. And my dad was a very generous person. And it's one of the reasons I love Roman Village is because of all the people that come in that have been coming in since they were kids themselves. Now they bring their kids, in some cases grandkids, and they tell you stories like, we didn't really have a lot of money, and your dad would give us a cheese pizza or give us some of the bread with some dressing to eat or dip in the marinara sauce. Just one story after another, and it's so heartwarming to see. And myself and my brothers were trying to carry those values, those traditions along with being part of all these charitable organizations that we're part of.
All right. At age 10, they hired you. What were some of the first jobs?
Well, it's interesting you say age 10, but when you said that, I started thinking back, and I remember being at that restaurant before we moved from the East Dearborn to the West Dearborn area in 1976, and I was already making boxes. You know, I think Italian parents, like a lot of ethnic parents, have kids to work for them at their business. And so we all would go from school to the restaurant, and we would make boxes, and we would, whether it's making, you know, sausage with my mom and making pasta or whatever it was, there was always something to do. If you had to wash dishes because you didn't have enough dishwashers, or the dishwasher didn't come in, you had to do whatever was necessary. So we learned every aspect of the job, as my dad and my mom taught us. You have to know every aspect of the business, because if your salad person or your dessert person or your pizza maker or your cook doesn't come in one day, or you're shorthanded and you're very busy, you got to jump on the line. It's important to know every part of the business. Somebody walks out on you at 6 o'clock dinner rush, you better be able to saute that chicken marsala. And so it's important to know every component of the kitchen and part of the kitchen.
We're talking to Patrick Ruggiero. Patrick, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thank you.
Your daughter, Isabella, and son, Patrizio, would say, Pa, you're doing the same thing to us as Mom and Dad did to you.
Absolutely. And they're doing great. And, you know, the newer generations are a little challenging when it comes to work ethic, I think. But we made sure my mom and dad, they have 14 grandchildren, including my two. And 11 of them work for the company right now. The three youngest little girls, Robert's daughters, are 10, 8, and a year. So obviously they're not working. But my son and my daughter, as a matter of fact, my son got a little upset with me because I had him wash dishes a few months ago. And he looked at me like, Dad, we own the place. How can we wash dishes? I says, because Papa washed dishes, Nonna washed dishes, I washed dishes. If you have to wash dishes, you wash dishes. And he begrudgingly washed dishes. Now, he didn't talk to me for 2 days, but it taught him, I think, an important lesson. And he's a great kid, but we have to teach these kids. We have to guide these kids. And we have to instill in these kids a good work ethic like my parents instilled in me.
We're talking to Patrick Ruggiero, and I'm Jack Crisul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Crisul. We're with Patrick Ruggiero. He and his family own and run 4 Antonio's Cucina Italiano restaurants as well. All right. The greatest salesman who ever lived was Jewish and a carpenter. and he lived 2,000 years ago. And he was always feeding people. One time he fed 5,000, another time 4,000. Then he had the meal with the tax collectors, then the Last Supper. So meals were very important to him. Why so, Patrick? Why are meals with other people so important?
Well, meals are important for many reasons. When you're with friends and family, it's a show of affection. And as far as Jesus feeding people that are in need, we are very blessed to have what we have. My parents, as we mentioned earlier, came from Italy separately with nothing. My mom often says, at least when she got off the boat, she had a suitcase. My dad didn't even have a suitcase when he got here. So to have been able to be blessed with everything they've been blessed with and everything we've been blessed with, we have to give back to those in need, those less fortunate. And food is at the foundation of that. Housing's important, like we discussed about the veterans, but the food is critical. It brings nourishment. It brings love. And so we try to feed as many people as we can within reason. The accountant is often getting on us about giving away too much. We aren't a huge company like Olive Garden that has thousands of locations. We have five. And so we have to be careful too. Having gone through such a horrible period as COVID and having been lucky enough to get through it financially, always have to be very careful, but we try to do what we can within our means.
All right. I quote your brother now, Antonio. Restaurants are like children. You love them, but they come with a lot of responsibilities and heartaches. Then he goes on to say, our entire family pitches in for all five restaurants. It's like one family that has five extensions. That's how we run it and keep it family-oriented. Talk about successfully running a family business.
Not easy. It has its challenges like everything. And I'm sure most of you have siblings, and it's difficult to always get along with siblings. But now you're in business together, which elevates the challenges. And there's many rewards, and it's a beautiful thing. But there are challenges, which is why we have five restaurants instead of one. If there was one restaurant, there would probably be too many butcher knives in the kitchen. And so it's good to have everybody spread out in different areas so that we can continue to strive for the same goals, and that is success and to give back to the community. And it's very rewarding. And you have to be a people person. You have to enjoy people. And thankfully, we do.
Your mom, Mama Rita, came to America when she was 19. We're not giving away her age, okay? The restaurant in America has been in existence for 60 years. You mentioned earlier she's working 40, 50 hours a week every week. She cooks. The chicken brota soup that she makes is the best in the world, guys. Washes dishes when she has to. Why and how?
Well, that's a huge question, and I get upset sometimes with her when I see her in the bathroom scrubbing the toilets. And I go, what are you doing, Mom? You've been here for 60 years. Why are you not letting the others do it? They don't do a good enough job. So she feels compelled to make sure that things are done right. She's a perfectionist, and she just has, as I mentioned earlier, an amazing work ethic. I have friends, I have people that say, what are you doing having your mom work at this age? I go, you can't get her out of the restaurant. You try. And that's just what she's here for. Her family, her children, now especially her grandchildren and her businesses. And it's what keeps her going every day at her age to be so vibrant, to, you know, every day want to come to the restaurant.
People go to restaurants to eat, and they look at the menu and they see the prices, and then they get the bill at the end, and they're flabbergasted at how much it is. And some think these restaurant owners, they're getting filthy rich. You know, they're taking advantage of us. Are you one of those restaurant owners?
I can assure you that's not going on, at least at our restaurants I can speak for this day and age, considering what's gone on. Especially exacerbated by the COVID pandemic, the food costs in has gone through the roof. Every department from dairy to meat to poultry, fish, everything is just lettuce, you know, $20, $30 a case, up to $100-some a case. I mean, we're not talking about a small 10% increase. Some items have gone through the roof. Some have come back a little bit. But as you know, once prices increase, they never usually come back to what they were. And so we're paying more for food costs. We're paying more for labor costs has gone up. Healthcare costs, everything, even the utility costs have gone up. And I'm sure everybody sees that when you go to a grocery store. So for the most part, people understand. But no, the margins in the restaurant industry, and I know this from talking to fellow restaurateurs in the industry, have shrunk considerably. And you can't and haven't been able to increase your menu prices according to the amount of cost and in proportion. So you just start shrinking on the margins and the profits, but that's okay. We're blessed. Again, we go back to considering what kind of state we were during those couple years during COVID and how close things have got, you know, in so many restaurants. I don't know. I've heard 40 to 60,000 restaurants in the United States went belly up, went bankrupt. I don't know how many have come back, but it was a lot, and it's been a journey, but we're very, very fortunate to be where we're at. We're busy at all the restaurants. Could definitely use some more staffing, as always, but we're doing well.
www.antonios.com. All right. Every time I go to Roman Village, it's like a mini United Nations. There's people in there from all over the world. Different nationalities, different dialects. Why so?
Well, it's an interesting location because even though we have a Dearborn address at 9924 Dix Avenue, we are literally a rock throw away from Detroit, Patton Park across the street of Southwest Detroit. So you get an eclectic mix, a real diversified mix of clientele. First of all, you've got the people that come down that have been coming, as I mentioned earlier, for, you know, 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. They used to live in the neighborhood, and in Southwest now has changed. It's very Hispanic, a lot of Mexican, Americans, Cubans, Hispanic, all different, Ecuadorian. And on the other Dearborn side, you have the Lebanese that were there when we first opened. And then you've changed to Iraqis. Now we have a lot of Yemenis in the area. You know, you got your Grosse Pointers come down, a lot of Grosse Point clientele. You got your Downriver clientele, which is a mixture. And so you've got this awesome mix of African American, Hispanic American, obviously Italian American. And it's amazing. It's out of all of five of our restaurants, it's probably without a doubt the most diversified clientele. And staffing, for that matter. Our staffing is very diversified, since obviously we pull from the community.
We're talking to Patrick Ruggiero, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Crisula. We're with Patrick Ruggiero. If you want to learn more, www.antonios.com. Patrick's mom and dad opened Roman Village, 1964. Mama Rita's still there most every day of the week. I used to love to go to Johnny Giannopoulos Restaurant, 12 Mile in Middlebelt.
Institution, great place.
And Johnny would just walk through the restaurant, call everybody, hey, cuz. I says, Johnny, why you call him cuz? Jackie, cuz I can't remember their name. Okay. But he would just talk to everybody, table to table. Patrick, you do the same thing to all these strangers. Why?
Well, because I don't look at them as strangers. I look at them as my extended family because they're our customers, and the overwhelming majority of them are just wonderful people, want a great experience. And I go out to eat quite a bit, especially when I have my children. And, you know, there's nothing like the owner coming by to say hello. How's everything? How's the kids? Look how big they've gotten. And so being there so many years, you get to know a lot of the customers. There's many repeat customers because our restaurant isn't one of the high-end places where, you know, it breaks the bank and you go there once a year for an anniversary. We've got families that come once, twice, sometimes three times a week. And so, again, they become kind of part of the extended family, and they love it. And I learned that from my dad too, and my mom. My mom's a classic. She's always, first thing she does after she yells a little bit in the kitchen and makes sure she straightens everybody out and checks the bathrooms, and she'll go right to the dining room floor, and she'll go from table to table to table and spend time, talk to people. People want to take pictures with her. And she's got a book coming out, a cookbook. So, people love her. And okay. I love seeing it.
You not only go table to table, but you're always giving away a free round of drinks, desserts, free soup. Never to me, Patrick. Okay. Just joking.
You
Why
got
do
a
you
cannoli.
Do that? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. There's a lot of things wrong with me. I don't know if you have time on this show, but we can get into that in a whole other segment. But, I don't know. I enjoy it. And, you know, you make people happy. You buy them a cannoli, a nice homemade cannoli that my mom makes, and, you know, a piece of tiramisu or a nice glass of Chianti Classico that my friend from Italy, Sebastiano, sends us some great wine. And so, it's nice to put a smile on somebody's face and to make them happy and show them that you appreciate them and you appreciate their patronage, you know, their constant. Listen, there's a lot of choices out here. In 1964, when mom and dad, you know, opened, there wasn't a lot of pizzeria and restaurants, okay? Today, there's a zillion of them. And you better be on your game. You better get it right every time. And even with that, it's good to have that little bit of extra personal touch and to be able to stop by a table, say thank you, ask how everything's going, and, get them a drink and get them a nice dessert. And so, again, learn that from my dad, too. I mean, he did a lot of that when we were at the restaurant, his kids watching him. And sometimes you'd scratch your head and be like, Dad, you're giving away the house. But that pays back, and it's a good thing.
All right. Speaking of paying back, let's go back to April 6th, 2024. You celebrated the 60th anniversary. What was that evening like?
It was magical. It was unbelievable. We had a wonderful turnout, probably almost 400 people in a restaurant that seats about 200. And it was so rewarding to see all the support and all our family and close friends and special customers. I wish we could have invited more people, which is why we've done some of the anniversary thank you specials that we've offered our customers for 60 days and we'll be bringing back. But that night was really special. A lot of accolades from the city of Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, the city of Detroit, Wayne County, and had a lot of dignitaries there thanking us for the contribution to the community, to the city of Dearborn and the surrounding Wayne County. And so it was really, really special. And listen, it's not easy this day and age to make it 60 years, especially in the restaurant industry, which has such a high failure rate. And so we are very blessed.
All right. You talk about special customers, dignitaries. There's a guy that comes to town once in a while by the name of Andrea Bocelli.
Yes, one of the finest human beings in the world. Became friends with him many years ago. Been to his home in Italy at his theater there for a private concert. And just him and Veronica, his wife, just really special. Give back to the community, philanthropic, worldwide. And he just was in town recently for a show. And I was very fortunate to have been able to prepare a huge lunch for them as they were in town at one of the hotels that, unfortunately, for the hotel, they were closed their room service. So I got a call from Mrs. Buccelli, Veronica, a good friend, and she said that we have to eat food. And Andrea's going to be up at noon. He was in Indianapolis the night before and flew in real late. And he was going to get up at noon, and they all had to have a nice lunch. So I prepared. I called my mom. She was at church. She did not answer Sunday morning. I went to Roman Village and prepared some minestrone soup, because that's what Andrea wanted, with no pasta in it, so he could be nice and light. Some meatballs for Virginia, their 12-year-old daughter, who also sang at the concert and probably stole the show. She was amazing. And some calzones and a bunch of food, and brought it to the hotel at the penthouse where they were staying, and spent the afternoon with them. And it was a special, special day. And they've been to the restaurant, and Andrea's been to Roman Village cooking in the kitchen. He has a dish on our menu called spaghetti carbonara alla Buccelli, which is very similar recipe to my mother's, but since he made it in our kitchen, which is really special considering, you know, he's blind, and he still cut everything and prepared it himself, which is spectacular. Very special family, very special people.
We're talking to Patrick Ruggiero, a special person. And I'm Jack Grisullo, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Grisullo.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
"My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan."
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything.
I'm Jack Grisullo. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Patrick Ruggiero, Roman Village. Each year, you and your family have a fundraiser in honor of your late dad, Antonio, for diabetes research. Please.
Yes. So my father passed away back on October 19th, 2008, from complications related to diabetes, which contributed to heart disease. But at the core, he was a type 2 diabetes for about 40 years. And so to help find a cure, we've been involved with the University of Michigan Brem Center doing research, hoping to find a cure to this dreaded diabetes, which affects millions of people in this country and around the world. And so we have an annual event called the Casino Royale, which raises money And it's just a fun night with gambling. It's play gambling, obviously, blackjack and roulette wheel and all that. And the proceeds go to the University of Michigan to help find a cure for it. And we've been doing it for 13 years now. My dad's been gone for 16. I think we're at the 14th year. It's been very successful. It's grown. The last one had 800 people there. And there was a check given to the University of Michigan for $1 million that night. So we're trying to do our part.
1.2 billion people across the globe are associated with this condition, type 1 and type 2.
Astronomical, and it's growing. It's growing more and more every day.
All right. You're a good salesman. But one day you meet a Father John Phelps, who was he is a world-class salesman. Tell us about Father Phelps and what that's turned into.
So I was approached by a few friends, Tom Hathaway, Judge Hathaway, Terry Larkin from Lear Corporation, Tim O'Brien from O'Brien Construction, who are all on the board at Life Directions, asking me to get involved. And at the time I said, I'm just sitting on five boards. I don't want to commit to anything else and don't want to be on a board where you can't contribute. And they repeatedly asked me to come take a look at the organization and what they do in the community, and I did, and I was sold. I said, okay, I got to be involved with Father John in Life Directions, which is a peer mentoring peer group. It goes into the high schools, identifies young people who are on the edge, kind of borderline, going to be dropping out, 9th, 10th grade, and try to get them back on the right track and be productive citizens. As a matter of fact, one of my managers at the restaurant was a candidate and a graduate of Life Directions. He was getting off track, was identified, had a peer sponsor him, mentor him, and get him on track, and now he's very productive. Actually, he's getting married next year. So, you know, it's difficult for young people to listen to people like us. You know, I'm in my 50s, and Jack, I think you're about my same age. And so it's hard for young people who's 15, 16 to listen to us. They tune us out like they do teachers and counselors. So if you get a person who's close to their age to sponsor them, kind of look after them, guide them in the right way, they're way more receptive to them. And so we've got a great model of young people that have gone through it, and now they help the younger people get on track. Instead of going left, keep them on the right side of the track, so to speak. And it's been very, very successful. We just celebrated 50 years last year.
Yes, this is the 51st year. 50. If you want to learn more, www.lifedirections.org. All right, another initiative, CEF, Center for Exceptional Families, and another person who's been on the show, Dr. Susan Youngs.
She's amazing. Dr. Young is one of the most committed people I've ever seen in the healthcare field, and I've been involved with her for about 15, 16 years now. I've been the chairman of the Red Tie Ball that we do every year. Originally, it was Oakwood Hospital, then Beaumont Hospital. Now we're Corwell Health. As a matter of fact, I've just agreed to be the chairman of our annual event this year in October for the Red Tie Ball, which we're combining with the 70th anniversary of the hospital. So the hospital's turning 70. Again, started as Oakwood, then Beaumont, now Corwell. So we're combining it for a huge event in October, which I'm looking forward to. And they do phenomenal work for kids with special needs and families that are dealing with children that have special needs, because it's not only the child that's going through a lot, which obviously, but the parents and what they have to deal with when they have a child with special, or children with special needs, and how much that requires. And so we try to help families financially and to get the services they need. Just a phenomenal organization.
In 2012, you moved downtown. So for a dozen years, you've lived downtown. What was it like in 2012?
In 2012, things were going good. It was getting better, and I moved into the Riverfront Towers. I love the water, and my children are near me, And so I think it was on a great track to just go into the stratosphere. Obviously, COVID set us back a little bit downtown, but we're back on track here with all the new developments going on. And I've just recently moved next door where the former Joe Louis site, the Joe Louis Arena used to be. The new residence at Water Square just opened a few months ago, and it's spectacular. Just another beautiful building on the water. And I'm grateful to be there.
Speaking of the water.
Yes.
Every day when you go from downtown, you know, out to the restaurant, Dix Avenue, you see the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Every day I drive by it on the way to work and on the way home, and it's such a beautiful structure that's being built. And I've seen it from both sides because my kids, as you know, his mother's on the other side of that bridge. And so I've driven on that side also, which, believe it or not, you get a little nicer view because I can drive closer to that bridge on that side. But I've seen it on both sides, and it's really cool what's going on with that new Gordie Howe Bridge. I'm looking forward to it.
For people that haven't seen it, try to paint for us a picture of the engineering feat.
I have a lot of people that are working on that bridge that come to the restaurant every single day for lunch. And some of them that work on that bridge spend the whole day on the bridge working. So they don't come down to eat. They bring their lunch there. And so it's really amazing ingenuity.
You mentioned early on Mama Rita's cookbook.
We're in the final phases trying to get all the recipes down on paper. You know, the old-time mamas, they don't like sharing sometimes all their recipes, so it's been a challenge.
A little bit like this, a little bit like nothing, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. A little pinch of that, a little pinch of this. But we're getting it done, and hopefully in the next couple months we'll have a finished product. Had a lot of assistance from my good friend R.J. King at D-Business, helping me out, you know, as editor. It's going to be spectacular. So get your copy soon.
You and your family, you're a treasure to this community. Thanks for all you've done for 60 years. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahol.
Believe it.